Hi folks, welcome back here with another bi-weekly check-in on our Tuned In Tuesday series. So, this time around, we're actually going to start with a life update and then go straight into an oracle message because we're going to be focusing on a certain element. So I did choose a particular oracle deck that I feel like is very connected to what I've been feeling in my own life in the last 2 weeks. But we are also going to do our astrology forecast, in which we will go through what is going to be coming up between August 5th and August 19th in the sky. There is some major portal energy, and there also is a lot of transits that are coming up and aspects that are very important for us to sort of discuss, especially as we are working to co-create with the energies of the sky to make sure that we are understanding a little bit better the things that we are feeling, the things that we are going through, and how to make it through it and use it to our best ability. Again, co-creation. So let's dive in. I want to start with a life update. So there's been this heavy energy around cleansing and washing away. I do feel like at some point in the last Tune In Tuesday series, we did actually pull the cleansing card and the new beginning card, and sort of already being pushed into this new space or being pushed out of where we are and encouraged to go into a new space, and that feeling of needing to wash away and being triggered along the process to sort of shed the things that need to go away. But specifically with the element of water, I think has been very highlighted at this time. So there has been a lot of flooding energy, a lot of heavy thunder, rain energy that has just been very prevalent. And it's not even springtime. It's summertime and the rain has been just here and loud. With this heavy flooding energy, water energy, with the tsunamis that were happening around the earth, that I think has been, for me, very significant to how I've been feeling in my own life. Very much feeling waves of emotion at certain points, very much in a place of shedding, very much in a place of feeling pushed into a certain direction or feeling like a wave is coming. So that's very much the energy I think that's been highlighted in the air right now, very much water energy heavy. And it's interesting because Venus, we'll talk about it, also entered Cancer, this heavy sort of water energy. When we were just leaving Cancer season, we are in the summer season. There is this heavy connection to water at this time and a calling to water at this time that I think has been more heightened than typical. So waves of truth is what this energy is as well. Waves of clarity, waves that are knocking down or knocking through any illusions, waves that are sort of providing us with insight. So that's a heavy energy at this time. Additionally, with water, there is this energy of water code, insight that we get from water. This energy of feeling refreshed by water, which is why you'll see cleansing, purification be associated with the water element. So I did pull specifically from my healing waters oracle. So the healing waters, I think, felt very much in alignment with the energies of the sky at this very moment. So let's just dive in. The first thing that I pulled was the mist, which is trust your inner compass and be led from within. So this card, I think, was very, it was sort of screaming at me, and I'm like, this must be the energy of the collective at this moment. There's this energy around questioning where you are, where you're going. I did say that in the last Tune In Tuesday series, this vision of, okay, I took a step. Where is the next destination? What's the final destination? Am I still on track to get to that point? So there's a lot of energy right now of stepping into certain roles, being called to step up into certain places, environments, be around certain people, form certain relationships. And as these things are occurring, and as you are planting these seeds and laying the foundations, there is a lot of doubt that can sometimes sprout in the process and in that journey. And the mist is saying, trust that compass, trust where you are going. Even if you have a lot of questions that still remain unanswered and a lack of clarity on where it is you're going, again, Mercury is still currently in retrograde. Even as these things are underway, there is this sort of call to trust that you are where you need to be, and trust that you will be guided to take the steps when you need to take the steps, or trust that the steps you have already been guided to take were the steps that you needed to take. So that's the energy of mist. Then the following one was gentle force. Consistency, patience, persistence, and playing the long game. This definitely, again, is calling out to the fact that even if things still remain unclear or things remain a feeling of when is that wave of change that you're really asking for or calling in, when will that wave hit? I think the card is saying continue on the track that you're in. especially in connection to the inner compass card, right? Continue going where you're feeling called to go. And if you feel like you see this clear vision, right? But this day-to-day that you're in right now is not necessarily reflective of that clear vision that you see, you need to start bridging that in your mind first. So call it in. And know that that vision is yours and is meant to be yours, and trust in it, even if what's in front of you when you wake up is not exactly that. It's about playing the long game. Remain consistent, remain doing what it is that you need to do to bridge that gap between where you are and where you want to go. And slowly everything will fall into place. So that's that. Lastly, water codes literally came out, and that's what led me to this deck in the first place. So water codes is recognizing that there is literally insight within water. There's literally insight within spending time in nature, spending time in natural water, and even just a shower and drinking water itself, I think, is super reflective of the powers of water. Our bodies are literally made up of it. We need it, and you know, lots of it on a day-to-day basis. And when we shower, we feel this energy of feeling refreshed and recharged. Water is literally used to wake us up. Water is used to clean us. So tap into those elemental qualities of water and use that in your advantage right now. There is water symbolism heavily in the atmosphere. A lot of it feeling very abrupt and emotionally charged, right? And as we talk about some of the transits, you'll see why that energy is in the air. So definitely co-create with that energy. So those are the oracle messages and in connection to the collective energy at this time. And I am very much feeling it on a minute level. So definitely know that you are not alone in these feelings. Alrighty, folks, let's dive straight into the astrology forecast for the next 2 weeks. So there are a few aspects that we're going to talk about, sort of brush through them. Then there is the 8-8 portal, the Lionsgate portal, which is super significant. We will spend some time on that. And then we will dive into a couple of transits that are occurring, specifically Mars entering Libra on August 6th. And then on August 9th, we will have an Aquarius full moon. And on August 11th, Mercury will be going direct in Leo. So no more retrograde, although we will still be in the retrograde shadow, but we'll dive into that. So let's begin with the very beginning of the month. By the time I release this video, it will be August 5th. This aspect occurred on August 1st. So Venus was square with Saturn and Neptune. So this energy here, Saturn being representative of our relationship to our goals, our relationship and commitment to our work and our production, our responsibilities, and you know, learning lessons in that area, while Neptune is very reflective of our deeper emotions and the illusions that we need to peel through, you know, the subconscious and things of that sort. So with Venus being square is a tension sort of aspect. There could be sort of things that were coming to light in terms of your relationship to finances and your approach and behavior in connection to that. Your spending could be up for review. Your relationship to wealth and your ability to attract that could be up for review. Your relationship to your sense of self and beauty, especially with Venus, could also be up for review. And your relationship with, you know, your partners romantically and business-wise can also be up for review. Not only because this is happening during Mercury retrograde, which is the planet of communication, connections, networking, you know, local community. However, also we have Venus having had entered Cancer by the time that this aspect is happening. So Venus being in Cancer is already our deeper emotional layers in connection to finances, beauty, love, and, you know, partnerships of that kind. And so these things are already up for emotional tension with Venus entering Cancer. So, you know, with that square to Neptune and Saturn, things could be triggered and up for review in those areas if there is a sort of lack of balance there. So those are things to be wary of. And then on August 6th, we have Mars entering Libra. So with this transit, there are some things to look out for. You know, Mars, again, being very Aries Scorpio dominant energy, is the planet of aggression, action, ambition, will, drive, fuel, frustration, and things of that sort. So with this, and physical activity. So with this Mars and Libra energy, Libra is not all of that, right? Libra is Venus dominant. Libra is a lot more around balance, a more charming social energy, a more charismatic approach, a more sort of demure approach compared to that of Mars, for lack of a better word. So there is not necessarily the most comfiest transit there. Mars is not feeling the most comfiest in Libra. Libra is not feeling highlighted in Mars. So again, with Venus being in Cancer and with Mercury being retrograde in the sign of Leo, which is our sense of self, there could be a lot of sort of energy around how we feel we look. That's just the thing. With Libra, our sense of beauty, with Venus again also being highlighted, and Mars, our, you know, fiery energy in connection to that, you could either be feeling on one side of the spectrum or the other with Libra and the scales. So your toxic mindset in relationship to how you look and your beauty could be brought up for review, but also the positives of that could also be up and could be giving you more fuel and passion to be more committed to the things that you feel are, you know, supporting your sense of self and beauty. So whether that's literally feeling amplified and having a more charismatic and charming approach to, you know, physical activity, or having a more charismatic and charming approach to your ability to commit to just your sense of self and whatever that looks like, whether that's your beauty routines, or whether that's spending a little bit more time doing the things that make you feel good internally and externally. Alright, so that is a little bit on the beauty side of things. Now, with Mars entering Libra, Libra has this energy around karma, past life, associated with karma because of the scales, right? With balance, there is this energy of cycles. The karmic wheel is what I heavily think about when I think about Libra energy. So, that being said, with Mars happening in Libra, there could be this energy around revisiting again this make it or break it energy in regards to relationships. There could be heated exchanges and things of that sort, especially while Mercury is retrograde, that could be sort of triggering something in regards to a relationship. Again, Mars doesn't feel that comfortable in Libra energy. Libra is this Venus energy. It's our romantic partnerships. And so whatever discomfort is there is going to be addressed head on, because it's going to be brought up to the surface with Mars entering Libra. So again, the make it or break it energy continues. The saga continues. So ride the waves on that one. But definitely beware of you yourself feeling triggered. Again, Libra is also this air sign energy, social energy, you know, having a very charming approach to your social interactions. So that can be sort of amplified with Mars in Libra. So just be wary of coming on too strong or coming on too sort of passionate in a way that is not necessarily to your benefit. So that is that with Mars in Libra. All right, let's just go straight into the Lionsgate portal. So the Lionsgate portal, 8-8 portal on August 8th. So, 8-8 portal, for me, in order to understand that, we need to look at numerology. 8 is this energy of abundance and prosperity, financially, and however abundance and wealth is connected to you. But most importantly, the 8 also represents movement, things coming in and things going away. 8, the infinity, things coming in, things going away. And with that 8 sort of sense, it's this energy of transformation. It's Scorpio. It's death and rebirth. It's the cycle. It's the phoenix, right? That is 8. So with the 8-8 portal, you're either going this way or that way. Things are either coming in or things are going out, or things are happening simultaneously. But that is the energy of 8-8 portal that I think is missing from a lot of the conversations that are happening with it. It's a both-sided energy. And so you are going, everyone is going somewhere in this 8-8 portal. Something is being amplified in this 8-8 portal. It's either going this way or it's going that way, or it's going simultaneous. So that's the energy of 8 that I think is essential to understand what is going on with this 8-8 Lionsgate portal. Now, 8 is Scorpio energy. As I said, death, rebirth, money, and intimacy. All of those things can be heightened one way or another underneath this 8-8 portal. Scorpio is the opposite of Taurus. Taurus, again, is finances, wealth, beauty, you know, Venusian energy. So those themes in connection to Scorpio transformation energy can be highlighted. Finances can be transforming your, you know, whether that's literally walking away from a job, starting a new job, or literally your approach, as I said, with the Venus square Neptune, your approach to your spending habits, your approach to your financial habits generally, whether you're saving, investing, you know, any of those things or lack thereof could sort of be up for change and transformation with 8-8 portal. Any sort of shared resources can be up for transformation with the 8-8 portal. Again, heightened where it's already at or complete shifts, right? So if it's heightening, it's probably going one way or the other. And if it's a complete transformation, it's probably going both ways. So those are the types of energies to think about with 8-8 portal, specifically highlighting that of abundance, wealth, prosperity, shared resources, intimacy, finances, things of that sort. And again, of course, identity. Literally identity, 8, Scorpio, depth, the layers within. That is very much in connection to this transformation energy. Additionally, with this 8-8 portal, Scorpio happening during Leo season, because the 8-8 portal always happens during Leo season, I thought, what is this connection between Scorpio, Leo, fixed sign energy? With an Aquarius full moon happening soon, which we'll get into shortly after, literally the next day, we'll get into that. So that's Aquarius, Leo, Scorpio. This is fixed sign energy, heightened all the way, extreme. With fixed sign energy happening, right? On top of this transformational energy of 8-8 portal is very interesting to me. It's like almost a dichotomy. It's like, where have you been so fixed that they're like, where have things been there for so long that things are being called to change, right? Like, those are the types of energy of 8-8 portal. It's like long-awaited shifts, long-awaited change, stuck energy being pushed, right? Or the rug being pulled from underneath you because you've been standing on it so firmly, trying to stand your ground so heavily. That's the energy of what Scorpio, Leo, Aquarius kind of gave to me. Scorpios are internal. Leo is how we are shining, and Aquarius is how we feel about ourselves and how we choose to show up in those communities. All of that is giving heavy self, right? As within, without. So all of that is sort of being highlighted. Are you tending to your sense of self, and is that shining in how you are approaching your community? And that leads to Aquarius full moon happening at 16 degrees on August 9th. So Aquarius energy is very much, again, our authentic approach to ourselves and how we show up in these spaces. Aquarius is the larger community, technology, social media, how you are showing up in larger spaces. Aquarius is also the higher mind, right? Innovative approaches, rebellion type of approaches, stepping away from the norm, revolting against the things that are making you feel boxed in, right? That's the energy, breaking away from institutions, breaking away from structures that are making you feel trapped, breaking away from anything that is making you feel as if you cannot be who you are and who you know you came to this earth to be. So with full moon energy, there could be this culmination surrounding that theme, especially with this happening at the 16th degree, right after the 8-8 portal. The 16th degree is Cancer energy. Cancer, fourth house foundations, are emotional foundations. So any emotions you have connected to, you know, how you are showing up in these spaces, how comfortable you feel being seen for who you really are, how comfortable you feel being seen, you know, in your natural state, in your most genuine, authentic state, how comfortable you feel with that is sort of highlighted with this Aquarius full moon. So emotions tied to that can sort of be up for review. If you feel like you are hiding parts of who you are because of your surroundings, all of that could be up for review. Does your community entrap you, or does it support you? The friendship house. Friendships are up for review with this full moon, reaching culmination points, closing out cycles with friends, starting new cycles with friends. Aquarius full moon energy. 16th house Cancer. Do you feel safe in your friendships? I said 16th house. 16 degrees Cancer energy. With this Aquarius full moon, do you feel safe in your friendships? Do you find security in your friendships? And if you do, that energy is just further heightened for its, you know, uniqueness and its authentic energy. If it's not, that's brought to the attention because it's asking for you to break away, right? So So that's the beauty of this Aquarius full moon. You could also be starting new, you know, journeys around the higher mind. So engaging in learning new content, whether that's a course of study, area of industry, whatever it is that you're diving into, or a hobby, a passion of yours that spikes up this level of increasing and speaking to the higher mind, could very much be under changes and transformation at this time. So that's the full energy. Step out, illuminate anything in regards to home, safety, foundations, home life, motherhood, maternal energy. All of those things could sort of be in connection to your sense of self and how you are showing up in your larger communities and in your friendships with this Aquarius full moon. Any culminations, any tower moments, because Aquarius is Uranus energy, changes that are happening at this time, allow it. It's fixed energy again, so could be long time coming changes that need to happen in regards to sense of self and how we are showing up in these larger communities as a result. So that's that with the Aquarius full moon. Then on August 11th, 2 days following that, Mercury will be going direct in Leo. So it's been retrograde for some few weeks. Super excited, been waiting for this. I'm tired of my TV glitching. I'm tired of social media being delayed. I'm tired of my Wi-Fi messing up. I'm tired of these delays with the hangouts. Mercury needs to not be in retrograde right now. But however, very grateful for, you know, the revisiting and reflections of things that did need to happen under this Mercury retrograde, but super exciting time that this will finally be going direct. We will still be in retrograde season though, so again, take it easy, still slow down in your approach to things. Don't expect for things to come when they say they will come still. Just, you know, allow for the buffer time, buffer everything right now. Prepare for all possibilities still. However, we will be going direct, so things are smoothing out. Additionally, your sense of self, relationship to that could also start smoothing out. Communications could start smoothing out. Anything that sort of has felt like it was intention could start smoothing out. Then with the last aspect that I'm going to close out with, on August 12th, Venus will be conjunct Jupiter in Cancer. So this is a fun time. Venus is a very lovely energy. Jupiter is a very expansive, abundant, lovely energy, very lucky sort of energy. With Venus and Jupiter being conjunct is a super positive aspect. These are both in Cancer at the same time, and they will be heavily in alignment and at the same point on August 12th. So that day would probably be an amazing day to go out on a date. That day will be an amazing day to go to any social events that make you feel, you know, safe and comfortable. That day could be a great day to host something in your home. That day could be a great day to spend in your home in connection to you and reconnecting with, you know, your sense of self and romanticizing life in whatever way that looks like for you. Whether that's being in your own company and in your own home, in your own sense of safety, whether that's spending time with family, whether that's traveling and being in places that make you feel as if you are expanding, right? Those are the types of themes and things to do under this Venus conjunct Jupiter energy. Additionally, anything could be expanding within the heart space and the love space. So if any deeper conversations were brought up for review under Mercury retrograde, with the shift to Venus and Cancer, Jupiter sort of amplifying that energy, deeper conversations could be opening for further intimacy in your dynamics. So love could be deepening and strengthening underneath this aspect. So exciting time. This was a jam-packed Tune In Tuesday series, but there's just a lot happening in the sky, and you know, it's worth talking about and it's worth tapping into. So again, thank you all so much, especially if you are constantly listening to the Back to Divinity episodes. Please share with others who could benefit from understanding what's going on in the collective energy and understanding that you're not alone in it, and knowing, you know, what is coming up and sort of getting confirmation on why you've been feeling the way that you have been feeling. That is the beauty of this energy and the sort of healing space that I want to provide for everyone. So thank you again. Have a great, wonderful next 2 weeks. AA portal energy. Good luck, everyone. Have a good one.